Warning, the following podcast is not safe for work. Somewhere in the upcoming episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction.
Rogue and Cream, who were wearing a big ring.
That's still a thing, what?
With a really big, shiny, white...
What the hell?
What? Hold on.
David, pay attention.
Do I read
the story?
David, you are refereeing!
I'm supposed to ref? Larsh.
Scout, read it. Just
with a really big, shiny white Jew in it, and there was
Wait, is Steve O'Rourke in baby oil?
Should I have censored it? I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Jew is an okay word. Friday Night Fan Fiction will get started in a moment, but first, here's another show on the Nerdy Show Network that you should check out.
Hey there, listeners. This is Pat the Talking Bearskin Rogue from Flame On, right here on the Nerdy Show Network. If you're looking for some sweet, nerdy queer in your ear, then head over to nerdyshow.com/flameon and check us out. We cover everything from TV to movies, comics to drag queens, and so much more. For a gay and geeky slice of pop culture life, get ready to flame on.
This spring, NSN brings you the most heartfelt sitcom of a generation.
Now, kids, settle down and I'll teach you the secret of good cooking. You need two things. One, nonstick cookware. Two, lots of good, moist, tenderizing loving.
With all their family coming to live together under one roof due to the economic recession, stress is high and the Night Horse household is bursting at the seams.
It's my turn to play with the funny back massager.
No, it's my turn to play with it.
Mine!
No, mine!
Where did you get that from, kids? That's your aunt's, and I think it needs to be washed.
I need a stiff drink and a stiffer back massage.
But through frustration comes purpose, and through hardship, they discover what they never lost in the first place. Their love.
Why did you do that? Why do you keep shutting me out? All I want to do is be there for you!
I know, but I can't control my gaming fix, and I don't want to let you in on that pain. You're already suffering enough.
We suffer together! That's what being a family means!
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m., bring your family to meet ours and laugh your way through the tears. You may just leave with more in your head and more in your heart.
I'm sorry I put your Game Boy in the toilet.
I'm sorry I shaved my crotch on your toothbrush. Wait! You did what to my Game Boy?
Keep it down, you youngins. Grandma can't hear the latest Glenn Miller from the Squawking Box.
Can we put her in the home yet?
She already is home. Our home.
Keep up with the Night Horse family on Friday Night Fan Fiction, a family-friendly romp for friends and family of all ages.
Warning, show is rated NC-17 for reasons that will become increasingly obvious with every passing minute of listening. Not for families, ever.
I think I've seen that.
It's a great game. Well, sort of.
Oh.
Also,
oh,
you know, I've made an executive decision in the last couple of seconds. We're not doing the intro during the live broadcast anymore. I'm too lazy to do it.
Really?
Okay, cool.
But then
you don't get two minutes to fuck around.
We don't get washed?
You don't get washed. If you want washed, I tell you what. Anybody who wants washed, I will email you the intro only. How's that?
No.
And you can get washed anytime you want. This is going to be the longest season we've ever done. Over 40 episodes of washed.
I miss a weird back massager.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I'm dying. Anytime I laugh tonight, it's probably going to end in a cough of some sort.
Oh, my God. Steve-O, why are you still dying?
Look, I'm not dying nearly as badly as I was a week ago. There's no more fever, no more body aches. The flu is effectively gone. My sinus cavity is cleared. I sound prepubescent, but that's only slightly different from the normal.
You sound a lot better than you did last time we recorded that.
Which was, 2 days ago?
Yeah. We're Time Lords now.
Are you going through puberty?
apparently I'm going through second puberty, so...
Well, yeah, you are, because you're starting to grow hairs in your ears.
And on the upper part... Yes, hairs. I'm growing some kind of royalty in my ears.
Exactly. I said hair in your ears.
You said air.
But washed.
But mom...
Washed.
After 10 minutes of technical issues, this is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Joining me tonight are David, Sean, Val,
Washed.
And our Jesus, and our guests. Do you want us to just call you Scout as usual?
Sure.
And Waffle. Hi, guys.
And Washed.
Waffle.
And Washed.
I need visual proof that you all have actually been cleansed.
I'll go get the shower.
Get the receipt from the shower that you've actually been cleaned.
You hear the water.
Logan's not here tonight because he's working or on the moon or something. And also, we're going to be...
Yes, he's working on the moon.
Of course he is. He's twerking on the moon. We're going to be...
He's in space lab.
We're going to be reading more Sonic and the Search for Love. You know
what?
Washed.
Wait, I thought... What?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to be reading Metroid High School.
Washed?
Wait, Metroid... I am confused.
It's Sonic High School. Okay. First up tonight is Scout being refereed by David.
Oh, Washed. All right, just gotta prep.
Don't crap on the show.
We all gathered here at Sonic High School Chapter 22.
Yeah.
Yes.
We are gathered here today to put Sonic into the ground.
No, that's great. That's the, no.
Wait, when did he die?
Last episode.
Died.
What, really?
Yeah, he drove over a cliff. After he went all ninja.
Oh, wait, yeah, that's right. He went emo.
He went golden ninja?
No, that's they not a thing!
Believe it.
I don't believe it.
We're not. I'm walking on air.
Get that.
Sonic died the other day. Security camera in the woods. Saw Sonic.
No! It's January! Why are you singing Christmas songs?
It's a holly jolly Warsh.
Journey Christmas.
You know, there was one Washed in the intro. Why does there need to be 90? Because I didn't play it.
Well, you see, that's what the people come here to
That's what the people come here to come to?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Would it be, should I do Africa? I don't know.
Yes.
We're done with that. No,
yes.
And hit the ground at the bottom next to the river. His body got so messed up, he is dead for sure.
The thing is, I think I'm going to be too distracted by your beautiful singing to even pay attention to what's being read.
Oh, God.
He gets the Warsh down again.
He gets the Warsh.
Everyone was at the funeral place, which they decided to put in the garden of the school so they could bury, like, fruits. Sonic at high school, which is where he spent most of his time as a teen.
He barely went to high school.
Yeah.
He kept skipping his classes.
All of Sonic's friends who were there were attending his funeral. Tails was right in front and was crying, and next to him was Amy, who was crying the most, and she was hugging Sonic's mom with her face in her boobs, who was crying too, but not so loud, like a honking horn on a bike that she was not squeezing too hard. Wow.
Honk.
That was a long sentence.
I run
like a goose.
Oh fuck, I read ahead and this is
don't buy her shirt now.
Everyone was so sad because Sonic is now dead. There was also Rouge, Rouge, and Cream, who were wearing a
That's
big ring
a thing. Why?
With a really big shiny white.
What the hell?
What? Hold on,
David. Yes. Pay attention.
Do I
I'm
read
not
the,
reading the story,
David? You are refereeing.
I'm supposed to ref. Washed.
Scout, read it. Just
with a really big shiny white Jew in it, and there was
wait, is this Devo wrapped in baby oil?
Should I have censored it? I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Jew is an okay word.
They were also crying because they are women. What? And they cannot control their emotoins.
Emotoins. That's related to the loins.
Knuckles and Knuckles Jr. were there and being held and crying in a baby way, and there was Silver, who was crying a little, and even SBO2 was crying a little bit at the funeral where they all were. Yeah. Miss Lesson was there, and she was crying, which made her look uglier, and the lunch lady was there too, and even though she was very big and strong, she cried too because Sonic is dead. Sonic's Deep Blue Doctor was there too also. Eggman? Wait, no. He did not cry because his eyes were too small to let them tears out.
That's yeah, not how eyes work.
How it works. Yes, it is.
Charmy and Vector were not at Sonic's funeral because they were dead now.
Good Blaze, excuse.
Blaze the cat was not there because no one liked her and no one invited her? That's mean.
I like Blaze.
Blaze is a pretty good theme song. I'm okay with Blaze.
Amy looked at Rogue and said to Rogue, Rogue, where is Shadow? He said he was going to come to Sonic's funeral. He's not here. Amy sounded weird and sad, and she did not have any teeth.
What?
Because so Sonic beat her last night.
Wait, what? Did that really happen?
Yeah. He went all ninja, went into Amy's house because apparently she cheated on him, and he beat her while under the influence of marijuana.
Sean, are you our wiki?
Yes, I am the wiki. We've established that. I also pay attention, unlike certain people. I am good at Joe.
Meaning
I wasn't there last week. I was sick with the flu.
I wasn't talking about you, Val.
Because Sibo gave me the flu.
He's talking about David.
He said a boot.
David is bad at Joe.
I am not. I'm the greatest.
All right. Keep reading, Scout.
So all the words came out idiotly. It was like she was a ghost who could not speak a language that humans could understand.
That's not language.
Wait.
Eh. She usually did not talk now that she did not teeth. Because Sonic punched them out of her mouth and was into space before he killed himself. Oh boy.
Well, she can give a good gum job now.
I don't know.
You're more delicious than my tapioca pudding.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Don't you like it when I hum?
Oh, God, I sound like the dog.
I do not know. Is it that he could be late that he's not here?
Oh, God. I didn't realize I was having sex with a cast member from U.S. Acres.
I was going to say, is that Miss Bellamy from Zootopia?
I was thinking a goat.
Right. She's a goat.
Maybe.
Definitely.
She's a sheep. Whatever. Sheets are gopes.
No, they're not.
Sheets are gopes. That is what I heard. Sheets are... Okay.
That's what I heard as well.
We all heard that exact same thing.
You heard
nothing. Said Ruge back to Amy in a sad way. They were right. Shadow was not there. Shadow was dark, but even he was not dark enough not to go to Sonic's funeral? So why was it that he was not?
Nope.
Sonic's fun reel.
Because apparently David can't ref.
Sonic's fun reel.
Yeah, you're supposed to ref.
I said that. Should have said the Sonic's fun reel.
Tails, said Amy, now to Tails instead of Ruge, who was on the other side of her, more towards the middle of it. Where's Shadow? Shadow is not here. Tails looked really sad and crying some. And everyone thought he is gonna kill himself in a few days because he is so sad and his best friend is now his dead friend.
My best friend is my dead friend.
I do not know, and it is pissing me off. I should send a robot to kill him. Then Tails sounding sad and mad.
No.
Mad and sad.
No.
Amy made a sad and disappointing face and said, high school drama is so crazy.
Next up is me, but I need to finish writing this support ticket real fast.
It's just like,
oh my God, Steve, well, why are you so bad?
Of that
Give me one second.
I'm going to go then, Steve.
Fine. Next up is David being refereed by me. Wait, that can't work. Next up is David being refereed by Val.
That's right. Me. Washed.
David, just read. You don't need to wash it.
Then the funeral man went back to the front like a standing racehorse going to the front and started talking again.
To the front.
Hello, family and friends and teenagers. We are now going to talk about why we love Sonic so much and we miss him.
We do.
Everyone, please come up and say a nice thing about Sonic so we can remember him before we put him down.
Put him down doesn't sound right.
Tails got up first and went to the spot where he was and said,
Sonic was my best friend. He was the coolest and fastest, and he always knew what to do when we were bored and wanted to have fun. We lived in different houses, but it was like we did not.
It is like we did not,
because we saw each other on the bus. I miss Sonic.
Tails started to cry more, and everyone thought that was sad, and Tails went back. Then Amy and Sonic's mom both did not go because they were both crying too much, and Amy was embarrassed of her no teeth at all.
No, not embarrassed.
Embarrassed. Ooh. Embarrassed. Then got up Rogi, who was holding Knuckles and Knuckles Jur like a sexy pelican carrying two watermelons in its mouth.
One <What? laughs> beak.
I'm going to miss Sonic so much, said Rogi. He was such a cool and nice guy with the best morals. Everyone knew his penis was bigger than everyone else's.
I don't think you usually talk about dicks at a funeral.
I don't think that. I don't think
Steve.
What?
When you're giving my eulogy,
I will put my dick on your forehead and say that you're Squidward.
And then I just sit up and I go, Steve.
Oh, God.
No. Rugi was so sex thinking, but it was okay because it was all about saying good things about. Oh, but it was okay because it is all about saying good things about the dead person at a funeral. And everyone nodded anyway because it was. Knuckley said,
I'm a baby now, but I've always seen Sonic's friend.
Oh, shit.
Could you read that one more time with some more enunciation?
I'm a baby now, but I've always been Sonic's friend, and I miss him and want to thank him, take care of him.
Okay, can I just say, if I were a voice director, you literally did exactly what I asked. Good job.
Yeah, you know, I'm a professional.
First time ever. He's a professional. Okay. He says as I slowly slide my penis down his forehead.
Steve, stop it.
You're turning into a weird elephant man.
How did that get up there?
How did that get up there? Just read the rest of Squidward now.
For taking care of me as a baby. And helping me with my schoolwork as a baby now.
Then Knuckles Jr. said,
I knew Sonic for a few weeks, but he was the coolest guy I've ever known. He was so fast and smart and good at everything. I wish he didn't kill himself.
Then Espio went and said some more sad things. And so did Cream and Silver and the rest of everyone, like a conga line of being sad.
I keep imagining a conga line of strong sad.
See, I hear Congo, and I just think about that bad Michael Crichton movie.
No, conga.
Wasn't that about, like, genetically modified apes, or...
There was no genetically modified apes.
They were just very, very smart apes. It was the precursor to Disney's Tarzan.
Ah, so Rosie O'Donnell was the bad guy.
Yes, this is a league of their own. It's the only Rosie O'Donnell movie I can remember.
Rosie O'Donnell was in Tarzan.
Wait, what?
Yes, Rosie O'Donnell was in Tarzan.
That's a lie, and you know it.
No, I will bet you my entire next paycheck that I am correct, and you will.
Why do you keep wanting to bet your paycheck?
Because I am right about something, and I will get more money, Steve. I don't know. Hold on. Say that again, Bun. Ooh!
No, I couldn't hear her.
We couldn't hear anybody. We couldn't hear anybody.
Can't hear her.
Well, too bad. Still, ooh!
Yeah,
she didn't get picked up, babe. So I said ooh for nothing.
The statement made about Rosie O'Donnell being a voice actress on the Tarzan movie made by Disney is accurate.
The thing is, David, the thing is, she said Rosie O'Donnell, who's not an actual person.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Steve, shut up. You said because you said Rosie O'Donnell and not Rosie O'Donnell. And, ooh, you know what she just said, Steve? She said, you know the fuck she means.
Yes, I do.
All right, where are we? Conga line.
Yes.
Yes.
The lunch lady said that she will always miss Sonic, and that he was a nice boy, and that she wanted to take him and his friends to see Asia. Band?
What part of Asia?
I don't know. The band.
I don't remember this. I remember the lyrics of the song going, come on, shake your body, baby, do the conga.
Come on, girl, shake that conga.
That was played at my bar mitzvah.
That was played at everybody's bar mitzvah.
I didn't have a bar mitzvah. I've never become a man.
I don't even know what to say to that one.
And Sonic's doctor said that it might not be so bad that Sonic died because now his ball disease has been neutralized.
We're bringing this up.
No, it's not neutralized.
That is neutralized.
No.
That is neutralized.
Look at the spelling.
It's neutralize.
No, that's neutralized. You would say that as neutralized. It's spelled wrong, but it's
I'm siding in David's camp for this.
Yes, it's nut.
I'm going to go with Val on this one.
Man, you fucking Canadians.
No, it's an even split. Keep reading, Dave.
Don't draw attention to it. Cause it's
David, read.
I am reading, but don't admonish me. By the time that everyone was done and saying things about Sonic, they were all so tired and hungry that they needed to stop and have some food. They had caramel because Sonic really liked it after that time. Vaccination. And they had soda because it always made them smile. Soda makes bubbles. And it's cool. Or it is cool because how do they do it?
It's not even a question. It's just because how do they do it?
I already know something's afoot because there's a lot of laughter in chat right now. Something's a fucking foot. Steve, what are you doing?
Nothing. I'm opening another support ticket.
Oh, you're gonna report me to fucking
no,
radio stream?
No, David. Before? Please continue reading so that I can read next.
Okay, cool. But even stop laughing. It's making me uncomfortable.
Just. Push through it, come on.
But still, even after they did all this, Shadow was not here. And some people thought it was rude, and Tails was about ready to find him and cut his whoa throat.
I'll take whoa.
Yeah.
I'll take whoa for Shadow. 400, Alex.
Shadow is still not here, said Tails, just out loud to everyone and not really anyone.
What the heck?
Okay, said the funeral man. Stop eating! We are gonna put Sonic into the ground forever!
Everyone started to yelp and cry because that meant Sonic would never come back because you would get so tired digging him up that you would quit even if he was alive. Everyone went back to the sitting zone and sat in chairs, and the funeral man and his dead person workers picked up the coffin spelled with a K like it was only a cotton candy suitcase and lifted it over the big hole in the ground they made for Sonbic.
There are so many problems in that sentence.
Blades.
Oh, shush.
Okay, here he goes, said the funeral man, and they dropped the coffin spell with a K into the hole, and it made a loud sound
from 10 feet up.
Don't they usually lower it like very slowly? Is that like just
not
clap?
Not this fan fiction?
Oh shit! It does still have that old fucking thing.
God damn it! Hey, really?
David,
why is
David,
part of your battle.
David, look at Discord.
Okay.
So for all of our
fantastic voyage.
So for all of our listeners at home, somebody, I don't know who, has dynamically changed people's nicknames to say 1, look David, 2, I really just need you, 3, to trust me on this, 4, as your friend, and 5, power of attorney.
6, Steve-O.
No, there's no 6, it's just Steve-O. So that's my calling card, I left it there. Let me make this right and add a comma to the end of attorney so that it's signed by me. Alright, next up is me being refereed also by Val. Val's doing double duty tonight.
I can take it.
No, wait, said a voice from the back, and would you guess it, it was Shadow, who was now here at the funeral, finally here after it was almost done, and then he said, I have to say something about my friend before you cover him with the dirt! Thanks, Laza.
Laza wants to read.
Laza wants steamed hams.
Who doesn't want steamed hams?
Shadow walked up to the front and... Jesus Christ, Laza. Shadow walked
up. You did this!
Shadow walked up to the front and Tails reached out, punched him right in the balls.
Ouch.
Right in the balls.
That's pretty violent.
As he was walking by, and it put Shadow's balls out of business. It was a bad year for business.
Put a closed sign on it.
Don't be late. Why are you late? That is so mean to Sonic and everyone, said Tails screamingly. Which I can't scream because of my voice right now, so sorry.
Just put Laza on.
Shadow was going backwards in pain because his balls felt like two apples getting eaten by birds.
What?
Yeah. What the fuck kind of analogy is this, author rat?
Ow, I'm sorry. Listen, I have a reason. Just listen, said Shadow in pain to Tails. Everyone pretty much agreed with Tails on punching Shadow to show how to respect.
Okay.
Respect, bitch.
Now I'll teach you to respect him.
Thanks, Ollie G. But Silver said that he should listen to people before doing something, and the lunch lady said that sometimes you should just be nice instead of being mean, and people will learn the lesson anyway. So even though Tails is the smartest, sometimes he gets a little crazy, and other people can teach him things that he did not know, but he is still the smartest. Shadow finished being in super ball pain.
Like the Super Bowl, get the supermarket.
You know, yeah, that is the spiritual sequel to Dragon Ball Xenoverse. Now, Super Ball Pain.
Oh, God, no.
Went to the speaking area and said, "Listen, everyone. Sonic, who died, has always been my friend. I may be a dark guy, and I may disagree with Sonic's."
No. Disagree.
Disrg. Disrg. With Sonic sometimes, but he is always my friend, and I miss him so much, even though it has only been a few days since he jumped off the big cliff and messed up his body to death.
I can hear the pain in your voice.
I can't tell if that's from the flu or from
I am taking pleasure in this.
It is everything, but I have something I think everyone will all like.
God damn it.
Shadow took out a bag that looked glowing from it.
Turn off. You don't want to get copy stricken.
But I almost said swole, but I spent my whole life collecting the Ultra Chaos Emeralds.
Oh, wool is me.
And these are them. Hans Wool Man. Oh, shit. No, there's your new meme, Dave. Hans Swole Man.
Yep.
Make it happen. It. You've got your freaking Syntech tablet now.
I'm not allowed to do anything during the show, Steve. You said so.
Shit. Dave, what are you doing right now?
Listening to you talk about Hans Swolman.
I don't know if I trust him. What they do is grant you one wish when you use them, and then you have
tonsils grant you one wish?
Yes, my tonsils.
Why do they let them take
you
my
know
tonsils?
What? There's exactly one wish that tonsils can grant people, to not have tonsils anymore. I'm going to get through this before I die. Thanks, dog. What they do is grant you one wish when you use them, and then you have to go hide them before you die, and after 100 years, someone else can find them and use them. Baru? Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, it is time that they are used once again. Shadow held the bag up. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Pause a shush.
Wow.
Shadow held the bag of them up in the air and said, "Ultra Chaos Emeralds, I call up the gods and use you to bring the powers down and give them to me to grant my wish. I wish...
Eternal Dragon."
Dot, dot, dot. And he did a dramatic stop, and everyone looked shocked and amazed and surprised at what he was gonna wish for. What would Shadow wish for? Is it gonna be for a lot of money?
Dicks.
Duh. It's gonna be for a lot of dicks.
Shadow's gonna wish for no ball pain.
I want
3 foot
all of the dicks.
Shadow raised his face up. I wish to bring Sonic back to a healthy life. The bag glowed really hard, and everyone was making a big deal.
Microwave meal?
Yes.
No, that's healthy choice.
And everyone was making a big deal and talking and going around. The funeral man and his people got up Sonic's coffin with a K out of the hole and put it back in front of everyone. The funeral man used his tool to open the coffin again with a K, and there was Sonic. He talked to him, shook him, and checked for a hard beat. Checked for a heartbeat, but no. Fairy tales are not real, and Sonic was dead.
Oh, jeez.
Chapter 23, God. What Went Wrong? Sonic High School. Chapter 23. Next up is Val being refereed by Sean.
Yay, I get to read.
Is that something you're really proud about?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be.
I'm too bad. Wow, I feel like such an idiot, said Shadow inside of him to himself, not speaking out loud. I thought I could revive Sonic from being dead, but I could not. Shadow tried using the Ultra Chaos Emeralds to make Sonic become alive for another time, but he definitely did not. Shadow made a big deal out of it, and then everyone yelled at Shadow.
I heard you say made a big deal out of it, and it's just he's a giant pickle.
Wait, what about a pickle?
But is he kosher?
Most dills are, I think.
What's the dill with rye bread?
No.
No.
It's not even pumpernickel.
Go away. And then everyone yelled at Shadow and throwed their shoes at him for being an ass.
Who throws a shoe, really?
Honestly.
Now Sonic is way down in the ground and dead, so he has to keep going and figure out the rest of high school.
Wait, how is a zombie going to figure out high... Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Shadow went home by walking because taking a Mega would have just made it too much longer to get to Sonic's funeral, so he went by walking.
Wait, I thought he was leaving the funeral.
You're asking too many questions.
Yeah, you're asking for logic. That's not gonna work. Shadow walked home, and now he was there safely, without getting hit by any cars at all. Shadow went up into his house and then his bedroom, and it was all a ninja and red place, like a volcano inside. He went up into his house and then his bedroom, and it was all a ninja and red place, like a volcano inside.
As you do.
Yes.
What's hard to understand about that?
Yeah, red volcano ninjas. Like, duh. It looked dark and cool, but not scary like a haunted house, which is scary, and it has ghosts. I guess. Shadow grabbed his sack and looked at his jewels, and then he put them on the bed. I can't decide whether or not he's talking about the emeralds or his actual balls.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I think it's both.
Yeah.
Pickles. More pickles.
Okay, so the answer to that is yes. All right. Shadow looked at them, the Ultra Chaos Emeralds. Wow, they are so pretty and big, but why did they not work? Said Shadow. Shadow looked at them more, further, and then he screamed because something was shocking to him. He knew what was wrong with the crystals, and what it was that one of them was missing.
Dun, dun, dun.
Probably that should was have a lot counted was. Before they were done.
Uh-huh. It was easy to see now that they were not in his bag because the one that was missing was the white one, which looks less colored than the rest of them because it is not powerful in color like red or yellow or green.
Oh my
Poor
gosh. Ninja. So much words.
Poor ninja.
Shit! Poor ninja? Shit! Hey, just... Shit! Scream, yeah, scream Shadow at his bed where the things were. Where is the lost crystal? I cannot find it. It is not here. Where did it go? Shadow was screaming and going positively nuts about it all. Shadow felt like a mother kangaroo.
Isn't that the name of a brand of trail mix? Positively nuts? Sorry.
Would it be a trail mix or just assorted nuts? That's what I would think.
Nope.
Friday Night Fanfiction is proud to announce it's starting a new health food line.
Called Positively Nuts?
Yes. You thought their fan fiction was bad. Wait till you get a load of their nuts.
Oh, so is Logan's lost testicle the product mascot, Dave?
That, yeah. We do jerky balls. Balls or whatever.
D's positive nuts.
D's positive nuts.
I like it. We'll sell it at yoga classes and make a million.
Yeah, because they eat that shit up. Literally.
Two girls, one nut. Yeah.
And it's just them very slowly eating a cashew from both ends.
No. Shadow felt like a mother kangaroo who lost her baby after it left her front pocket and left it behind at the jungle where there were dangerous things that would eat it because the crystal was so cool looking and big that anyone would take it if they saw it, even though the laws said that if something is there, you have to bring it to the police so that they can take it and show it to everyone. Just
breathe.
Mal, you cut out. You cut out.
So that they can take it and show it to everyone to see if it is theirs. And if it is, they can have it without being nervous due to losing it. End of sentence.
Thank you.
Yay.
Right. Shadow was so pissed because this did not happen even though he lost it. I have to find it, screamed Shadow like a Oprah singer. Like Oprah as in the celebrity?
As in the eventual presidential candidate, apparently?
No.
Oh, fuck no. Fuck no.
Well, Oprah. Good news is she's been polling very poorly.
Good. Oprah Singer seeing a ghost. Oh! Yes. Shadow quick went to Omega, in parentheses, the name of Shadow's car, and parentheses, and got in it and touched him to make the map appear. Omega, set your trackers to find the last Ultra Chaos Emerald because it is lost. Omega made all kinds of beeping and computer noises, sounding like a bag of technology.
Strong Bad's magic bag of technology.
Oh, man. That's laundry-tastic.
It's an airbag of technology.
Yeah. Beep, beep, boop, here it is, said Omega to Shadow, sitting in him in the driver's seat. And on Omega's map screen came a red dot that said the last Ultra Chaos Emerald was there. It was not in the cityscape like before. Now it was much closer, so Shadow drove so fast.
That was easy.
Gotta go fast. Shadow finished and got to the place where the red dot was beeping about. Wow, is it a house? Said Shadow. Does that mean someone stole the Ultra Chaos Emerald and put it in their house? Is it true? Shadow got out of his car and went to the side of the house. It was only a little dark outside because it was not late enough or at night to be the darkest possible. So Shadow went to the window and looked inside. It looked normal, not like a crazy place.
Okay, and next up is Waffle being refereed by me.
Shadow climbed up the side of the house and to a window that looked like it was where the dot was coming from. And Shadow opened the window and broke inside. Ow! Off! Said Shadow.
That's
as he
the
got
sound
in.
I make whenever I listen to Broken Side.
Hurting his foot a little. Ah! Screamed the person who was there.
He took
the
my that- purse!
That's my purse! I don't know you!
In the room that Shadow broke into.
Cream!
Screamed Shadow at Cream. Who was it?
Shadow, what are you doing here? Should you not be making a big fool out of yourself at the circus like you were trying to do at Sonic's funeral? There was so much disrespection coming from you.
Cream stomped her foot and made
her
a
feet.
Pissed face.
I think you made Fuck. A... There was a should not you? Sorry.
Oh, I even missed that one. Yeah, it's should not you.
Oh, f-
So that's two.
Okay.
GG.
Cream stomped her feet and made a pissed face at him.
Narcream, you do not see.
Shadow.
No, Cream, you do not see.
Said Shadow, thinking but like an idiot, so he came out and saying, a bunch sounding not correct.
What? What do you want? If it is nothing, please leave my house before I call the police.
Said Cream to Shadow.
I am here to seduce you.
No, no.
Said what?
Shadow. Said Shadow, finally deciding upon a thing. Shadow took out his big ninja cool penis.
That took a hard
time. No, I'm going to give that a hard no.
No, it's his ninja cool penis.
It was smoking at the end, like he was just finishing getting ready for a big sex opportunity.
Penises should not do that under any circumstances.
It was on fire.
Hey, babe, question.
No.
If we were getting ready to, as they say on the internet, make the love, and I came at you with a smoking penis, how would you react? All right, she's just giving me this look of
she
utter hopelessness.
She just walks away.
As one does.
Oh my god,
I don't know.
Shadow!
It's not specified.
Said Cream, looking shocked.
What?
Oh my god. Shadow felt a little nervous. I mean, if my dick was smoking, I'd feel pretty nervous too.
Maybe it's vaping.
It's okay, a little safer, but
WRX.
It's a little safer, but the long-term health effects have not been confirmed.
But did not let it show on his face or his torrid genitals.
What does torrid mean?
Torrid means hot.
It's a lingerie store for plus size women.
I thought it was
torrid.
Just a,
yeah,
I thought it was
very
just
hot and dry, full of difficulty or tribulation.
Okay, so his penis is a desert. That's why it's smoking.
Wait, it deserted something?
No, it's on fire.
Well, I read ahead, and yes, it's about to desert something, so I have to drink.
Oh no.
Yes, Cream. I want to pay for all of your children to go to school. But first, we have to make some children. And I am going to do that right in your vagina.
You know what's okay. great? That is the exact same thing I said to Valerie when I proposed to her.
What is happening?
Do you tell the truth now?
Cream looked a little hesitant at first, but then said,
no, you know? It's not hesitant.
Wait, what is it God. Then? Oh, my eyes. Ow. I didn't even. Yeah. Jesus.
Cream looked a little hestiant.
Hestiant.
Well, I'm going with hestiant.
Yeah, hestiant works.
At first, but then said, you know what? I accept
no,
this.
No, it's just you know.
That.
You know, I accept this.
David you said know, as the penis slid down his forehead.
I know I am true boyfriend and girlfriend with tails. But I feel bad for you when he kicked you at the funeral, and I want to make you feel better.
With many children.
Don't think this is how relationships progress.
It is if you watch Maori.
Is this what dating is like now?
Oh, I mean, I've been out of the game for a while, but I can only assume based on Tinder and Grindr and everything. What was the one? Is it Only Farmers?
Farmersonly.com.
Ah, yes.
City folk Christian need Mingle. Not apply.
There's Christian Mingle.
I really hope that if I go on Farmers Only, it's just a bunch of very seductive looking tractors.
Look at the wheels on that one.
Oh,
look
yeah.
at this cock, man.
That's 18 inches right there.
There's also LatinoPeopleMeet.com, BlackPeopleMeet.com, and likely every other.
No. You're forgetting the Butchers Only, MeatPeopleMeet.com.
I think they're really limiting their mark at that point.
Well, that's the whole point. But if you're a farmer that just happens to also be a delivery person, you have to sign up for two sites.
Ah.
Right. Which is, it's not one-stop shopping.
All right, well, please continue.
Said Cream, putting on a wink with her eyes. Cream took of her clothes and then fell out two boobs and a vagina.
Okay, if your vagina falls down, there's a problem.
Oh God, I'm having,
it's okay, you can just stick like a potato in there like to keep it in.
A xenomorph's face just coming out.
Just take off the clothes. Oh no, my organs!
You said xenomorphs, and for some reason I thought anamorphs, so it's somebody who just morphs into a separated set of boobs and a vagina.
Oh God. The Andalites really got away with their technology.
Oh, God. Wow, you look so sexy, said Shadow, pretending to think she is the hottest. Shadow took his penis and planted it right in her mouth.
Into.
Did he use... Yeah, that's what I said.
You
Did
said you right in her
you
mouth.
You said in.
Oh, I thought I said into.
No.
Oh, drink up.
It's what we're here for.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Shadow took his penis and planted it right into her mouth. First, we will do this. Shadow put his penis into Cream's mouth and put it in and out and tried to see how far he could stick it in.
A country mile later.
Well, Shadow's penis was so big it looked pregnant.
I'm leaving! Jesus!
Wait, I need to Google this now.
No, it's the fucking camel penis. That's the pregnant penis.
I'm just imagining like a penis giving birth.
No!
No. And it looked like an anaconda having lunch at Subway.
Wow.
Shadow got so far that he almost filled up lungs and she was caught...
That's not healthy.
Just don't think about it.
Shadow got so far, he almost filled up her lungs and she was coughing.
Oh, like Steve-O.
Ellen was holding... Wait, who's Ellen?
Ellen?
Yeah, what?
Is that Cream's alternate name?
Obviously, Gary Stu's Mary Sue is now included in this story.
Ellen.
Okay, Ellen was holding onto her vagina for dear life because it was so sexy. To her, it felt like she was trying to eat too many pixie sticks.
I've been there before.
Really? You've sucked a dick before?
No, I've eaten too many pixie sticks.
That's a crazy sugar rush.
Sucking a dick.
to Shadow, it felt like he was trying to sharpen a pencil.
Not how it should feel.
No, it was like...
So was he spinning?
Oh, God. It's, to Shadow, it was like he was... No, I said that.
Yeah, it was.
You said it felt...
Shadow's penis was really big around, like an air-conditioned vent in just a building.
Okay.
This sure.
It's like a nightmare.
It is. But
it was hard for Cream to get a word in edgewise, but when she did, it was when Shadow took his penis out for only a tiny moment in geologic time, and she screamed.
Geologic time, that's
please,
the best
please try
time.
To get through the next sentence without laughing.
That's a challenge.
You already broke it. Already failed. Good golly, warm pastrami.
I'm turning the volume down so I can actually try to read.
Oh no. You can do it.
It's not working.
No, it's really not.
It's working. It's work. Kaboom.
Shadow, I am drowning in the blanket.
Oh, come on. You can do it.
Shadow,
you
are drowning in the power of your penis. I am so in love.
Good job, Alan. I mean, Mike.
And then Shadow stuck his ridiculous penis back in her mouth, and she would be like a prisoner with handcuffs on her throat.
Oh,
okay.
That sounds horrible.
I'm tearing up a little bit.
I know. It's so beautiful.
You're not done in terms of...
I know.
You embarrass me.
Said Shadow, smiling. Then Shadow took his penis out and picked Cream up.
Let me take charge.
No.
Right. No, no, no.
No.
Oh, fuck.
It's not... There's no take.
Let me charge up for a super ejaculation.
Shadow.
Kamehameha.
No, ejaculation. It has four syllables.
I said Kamehameha.
Yeah.
Kamehameha.
No. Okay, that's better.
Shadow laid Cream down on the ground and then took his penis with him.
I hope so.
Which was already huge and shaking with sex energy and found.
With what energy?
Sex energy.
Thank you.
And found Cream's piggy bank, which was full of coins and dollars and things to save up for money so she could buy what she wanted when she had enough inside of it.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
Next up is, I believe, Sean being refereed by David.
I just want to throw in here that I go to the Steam homepage and...
Oh, you're totally paying attention.
Right. This has to be talked about because Commander Shepard is one of the curator groups on Steam. The gag is, I'm Commander Shepard and this is my favorite game on Steam. And that's his review of every game that's recommended by Commander Shepard. The most recent one he recommended was Quicken Willmaker Plus 2018, America's number one real estate plan or estate planning software. So it's his favorite game on Steam, is a software to make your will with. Good job.
Thank you for interrupting me in order to say that, David.
You're welcome,
well,
Sean.
He's reffing you, so he kind of has to.
Yeah, so read your story now. Take a drink and read your story.
Shadow took it and, using his muscular penis, smashed a hole right through the piggy bank. So now it was sitting on the top of his penis like a hat.
Wait, wasn't that what you were going to do to David earlier?
Yes.
It's like that penis wearing a fedora.
No, we don't talk about that anymore.
Yes, we do still talk about that.
No.
Shadow's penis looked like it belonged in a fashion show.
Quack.
Hence the fedora.
Yep.
Huh? What are you doing? Said Cream, who was confused but sounded so happy from doing sex still that she was smiling and laughing. Shadow lifted her head up so she could see her big, heavy piggy bank on his penis, but not... Is that still going to be wave? And there's no eight in the...
Nope.
Waging.
Waging or waging?
Wheezing.
Weegee?
Coughing. Because his penis was so strong,
Do not try that at home.
Yeah, do not try any of this at home.
Do not even.
Do not light your penis on fire so it can look smoking cool like a ninja cool sex penis.
No, you don't light it on fire. You just attach a battery to the base.
Also, do not go out on a first date and say, I will pay for your kid's college, but first we need to make kids.
I am doing this for good, Cream. Sorry. Then Shadow swung his penis at her head on the side like a hammer and hit the piggy bank into her head and knocked her...
Oh, no.
Unconscious,
yes.
Cream was now on the floor, not responding to life, and Shadow took the piggy bank off his penis and stuck his penis in her vagina to finish his boner ejaculation.
That's not nice.
That
or
is
proper.
Rape. Shadow rammed his penis back and forth because she was not responding and using her vagina to make his penis feel better.
Wow.
He had to do all the sex, and he stuck his penis so far up that he accidentally bumped her heart with his penis.
That's how she came back to life.
That's that fucking Jack and Dexter fic.
Her stomach. Yeah. Her organs.
No, they don't exist anymore.
No, they just moved to the side.
Oh, they're doing a shift. Okay.
Yeah. What the fuck? Shadow's tumescent penis finally exploded into ejaculation.
Wait.
No, it's fine. It's a good SAT word. Just go with it.
Tumescent is swollen or becoming swollen, especially as a response to sexual arousal.
My dick got swollen. It became so tumescent.
It's got mad gains.
I like the second one, in parentheses, especially of language or literary style. It means pompous or pretentious, tumid.
Learning.
Penis finally exploded into an ejaculation, and 999 screaming ghosts rushed out of his penis. Like
Wait,
he was old.
Is his penis the haunted mansion?
Yeah, no, you'll see.
Like he was opening Panera's box.
I'm hungry.
It flew through her body and out her mouth and escaped into the atmosphere and left stains on the carpet. Okay, now it is time for what I really came for, said Shadow out loud. Shadow did not even bother putting his penis back where he found it.
His penis flew off?
Yeah, it goes into an artisan-designed wooden box, and it goes in the top left drawer.
And instead went to work looking for the Ultra Chaos Emerald. He looked through all of her things and even behind pictures and posters. Cream had a lot of posters on her walls of things like teenage women liked, such as famous boy band One Sonic Direction. And famous television shows like Gossip Sonic and Pretty Little Sonic and I Sonic. And famous books like Sonic Twilight and 50 Shades of Sonic.
Fan fiction.
It's just all shades of blue.
That would have been better.
Shadow looked through all of these things and even in her lip gloss and purse full of teen girl blood diapers.
What?
Pads? Yeah.
Gross.
And could not find it. Then he got to her jewelry cabinet and opened it. And there he saw the big ring with the big jewel that Cream was wearing at Sonic's funeral. And it was actually the Ultra Chaos Emerald. Yes. I found it. How did this get here? Shouted Shadow, picking up the ring and taking the Ultra Chaos Emerald out of the ring and into his hands. Then when Shadow was standing there with Cream unconscious on the floor and filled with nudity.
And so it's David's hard drive?
Yes, filled with nudity.
I heard riddled, but I thought ribbed.
How many terabytes do you have now, Steve-O?
11.
Yeah. And I'm not shaming. I'm just
No,
asking.
It's not even about shaming. It's that I know Seagate already has way too much of my money. And the thing is, I'm paranoid about data loss, so this isn't a redundant raid.
And his fat penis hanging down from his body like a dog going down the stairs. And a big shiny crystal in his hand. Tails flew into the window. Kerthunk. And thusly, the room. Tails hard dilly?
Yep.
Even looked at the situation and said, "It is okay. I know exactly what is going on." Chapter 24, Tails' Song.
I have no idea.
Sonic High School, Chapter 24.
Next up is, we're looping back around, so next up is David. Next up is Scout being refereed by David.
Okay. Tails was sitting in the back of the car where Amy was sitting in the front seat where you do not drive it, and Sonic's mom was sitting in the
passenger seat. You could have saved 9 fucking words.
Yeah, on the left where you do drive it. The car was a SUV. They were all dressed in nice clothes because they were driving back to Sonic's house from Sonic's funeral. Tails looked like a secret agent because he was wearing a suit, but he must have been the saddest secret agent ever. I am so sad, said Amy in a crying way, sounding like the complete collection of teen idiot quotes because she did not have teeth. She was only talking now that there were most people not in the car.
Okay.
I know you are, and so am I. Tails, are you sad? Said Sonic's mom to Tails. Yes, I am sad, said Tails to Sonic's mom in an answer to her question. It is really difficult and sad when someone dies, especially now that Sonic...
Somebody
dies. Sorry.
David, do the thing. Dies.
Somebody wants to go.
That's the wrong. Stop killing me with your inadequacy, David.
Said Sonic's mom, not crying, but sounding really sad. She cried a lot at the funeral, but now she was being more normal and not making a big scene like a hot dog man selling hot dogs at a baseball game.
Uncle Chuck, what are you doing in this story?
David, are you actually reffing?
Somebody.
David, can you please ref?
Yes.
I know.
Okay, David, will you ref?
Yes.
I don't believe you, because you totally muted yourself there.
No, I didn't.
All right, David, I'm trusting you here.
Okay.
I know. It's like, I'm just, said Amy, trying not to cry about how Sonic...
Two mistakes you just missed, Dave. I'm yelling at Dave, not you!
It's all
Dave.
Give me a chance.
You had a chance!
That's a lie.
Where did I mess up?
You said I just.
I just. And Amy, trying not to cry about how Sonic...
David, do your job!
I'm trying not to.
You don't give me a chance!
You don't even try!
Wikipedia.
Trying not to cry about how Sonic is dead and she is sad. I just want everything to go away! Amy started to cry again because she is just so emotionally weak, like a goddamn child.
Wow.
Everyone cries at funerals, dude.
All right, pop quiz, David. What's the next line?
Sonic's deep blue doctor was there too.
David, stop what you're doing.
I just want everything to go away.
That's not where we are.
Well, Tails went downstairs to Sonic's garage.
That's not where we are.
Look, there's only 3 Sonic is dead in this entire story.
You just said goddamn child!
Steve. I understand that you're sad, Steve.
That's not what it is. Okay, that is what it is. Thank you. You got it.
Do not kill yourself, okay?
I understand that you are sad, Amy, but I have to tell you two something. Please do not kill yourselves, okay? Sonic's mom in a very sad and meaning it way. Okay, I'll try something else. Being a teen is the hardest thing in the world. It is harder than being in a war or in jail.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I know it, but do not kill yourself because it will get cooler when you are done being a teen.
Depressed millennial adult here. It doesn't.
Yeah, it does it. Straight up.
Bun, how terrible is it being an adult?
It gets worse.
It sucks.
Yes.
Up until you remember, you can just walk into a liquor store.
Being a teenager.
I mean, that's where a lot of my problems start.
Danny.
That's nice.
Daddy, leave.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it goes really well with my whiskey.
Wow, I'm sorry, Judy. That's the most depressing thing I've ever heard. Judy talking to her dog. Did Daddy leave?
Wow.
Daddy, you come back.
This is going to make great, great material.
Please keep it in.
I told my wife to cover for me and she didn't.
Because it's your job. All right, Patreon goal number 1. Raise enough money so that David pays attention to the show. He'll get 3 pennies every 20 seconds.
Well, you know he'll never pay attention.
No, if I'm getting paid to pay attention, that's called getting paid attention.
All right, can you ref now?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Tails looked down at the ground of the car and did not know what to say, but he said, okay. He said it in a sad and quiet way. What was real was that Tails really did want oh god, really did want to kill himself now that Sonic was dead. What was the point of living if you are not going to do it with your best friend? Sonic? Then they got to Sonic's house and they went inside, and just after they took off their fancy clothes, then Ruge and Espio came over with Knuckles and Knuckles Jr.
That's not Knuckles Jr.
Knuckles Jr.
Good job, Dave.
Who was there?
Hey, you're welcome.
Sean didn't let me have a chance, all right?
That's a lie. You're eating!
I am not. I'm snacking.
Ruge looked very burlesque in her tiny baby dress with her unlimited boobs.
One of the children shadows.
Which cell phone carrier offers unlimited boobs?
None. You have to get a game genie.
No.
You gotta jailbreak your phone for that.
That's part of the DLC.
Unlimited boobs.
Ruge looked very burlesque in her tiny baby dress with her unlimited boobs nearly jumping out of her clothing, and Espio looked like a professional movie star on the red carpet because he was wearing a suit. Knuckles and Knuckles Jr. looked like shrunken presidents because they were also wearing suits. Hello, they all said togetherly.
Hello.
Wow, hi, said Tails to them. We have to go talk to Sonic's mom to try to cheer her up and to be nice, said Ruge and Espio, and they gave Knuckles and Knuckles Jr. to Tails, who took them into a different room.
I am so sad about Sonic, said Knuckles Jr. This is really all the worst thing that could have happened.
I've just realized Sonic is the Poochie of the Sonic universe. Anytime he's not around, people all ask,
Where's Sonic?
I wish Sonic were here right now.
Yeah, this is the saddest, said Knuckles. Sonic did not deserve to die. They were all agreeing so much about it. After a while of not talking, Knuckles said, Hey, Tails, the end of school is tomorrow, and I have my last ending test that decides if I move on to the next grade or if I lose and have to go back to start of high school. Tails looked at Knuckles in a deep way and said, Wow, that is a lot of pressure. What do you have to do?
Also,
You're welcome, Steve. Don't die.
Trying. Next up is David actually being refereed by Val.
Oh, can I go to the next? I want to read the song.
You want to what?
I want to read the song.
No.
I mean, I didn't read ahead, but...
Fine. You want to read the song? You get to read two pages if you do that.
Okay, cool.
All right, next up is me being refereed by Val.
No,
and then you get to read the two pages with the song.
Oh, okay. I didn't know the song went on for two pages.
That's what I'm...
Cool. All right, go ahead, Steve.
Tails was trying to be nice and helping to Knuckles because he was a baby now. But most of the time when people complained about Tails to school, about school to
now,
Tails,
yeah.
I fixed it. I'm good. Tails just thought, oh god, Milk Drop turned into a seizure.
That's exactly what he thought.
he was tripping on some bad E while sitting in front of the dorm computer. And he's gone again. Tails just thought, not saying, are you the king or queen of idiots? Because Tails was the smartest and school was all just so easy to him. Meow. Even the hardest, meow. Even the hardest classes that they made for geniuses. What I have to do is write a news story about an event thing happening around town. It has to be real.
Oh, jeez.
Said Knuckles. Immediately, he started writing the story of Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Oh, God.
Because that's real.
Have you ever seen the movie, Dave?
Yes, it's not good.
It's not good.
But it does have the kid from Twilight in it.
Yeah, Taylor Lautner. And also George Lopez, which is the sign of, you know, quality on any movie.
Can we talk about George Lopez real quick?
We could talk about George Lopez after we're done. We'll still talk about it. I'll make the fade out go when we start talking about George Lopez.
All right, that sounds cool.
Knuckles looked like a worrying boy and made a sound that showed he is worried. Knuckles was a baby. There is everything that I can lose to this, he said in a way. Where's Gordon Freeman when you need him?
With his brother.
I will look for a story for you, do your news story on, and hopefully you will pass and not have to go all the way back to the beginning of high school, costing you thousands of dollars in lost fees.
Because that's how it works.
What school is this?
I don't know. Betsy DeVos is the current education secretary, right?
Yeah.
Is this like a private school?
Yeah, it's paid entirely with vouchers. I agree, Danny. Said Tails to Canuckles, seriously. Then Tails asked to both of them, hey, can you please both give me all of your baby teeth?
Eh.
Canuckles, what are you going to do, make a necklace out of them?
It gives me power. Canuckles and Canuckles Jr. took out their baby teeth and gave them to Tails.
Hold on, I gotta punch myself in the face a lot.
No.
It's like a Mr. Potato Head. You can just swap parts around.
Gross. Using his technology and tools and good old-fashioned elbow lubricant.
Like elbow grease?
That is my quirk from My Hero Academia. I secrete KY from my elbows.
Oh, that sounds awful. That's a terrible quirk, Steve.
But I can ice skate anywhere on my forearms, which is cool. Tails glued all of the teeth together to make enough teeth for one normal person mouth, and he went downstairs. Here, Amy, this is for you, said Tails, looking at Amy, who looked like a total dumpster ever since Sonic punched all of her teeth out before he killed himself. I don't like this character. I don't like this character arc at all.
Like, I don't hate Amy. I don't think she's a bad character that much.
You can use these teeth and they will feel just like you never lost your teeth. Amy grabbed them from out of Tails' hand and put them into her mouth, and they fit so perfectly like a Pop-Tart in most toasters.
So
Pop-Tart. Did he clean those teeth?
No. They're still just coated in blood and chipped.
And elbow lubricant.
Wow, Tails, this feels great. How on earth did you manage to get teeth for me? Said Amy.
I went and beat up two babies.
Said Amy, now sounding like she was no longer a teen loser. Amy hugged Tails. No need to worry. You can just thank the modern efforts of science. Tails cheered and danced a little, and Amy thanked...
She blinded me with science.
Amy thanked... pharmaceutical companies. And then Tails went back over to where Canuckles and Canuckles Jr. were. Then Tails went to Canuckles Jr., who was also there, and started to do a conversion with him. Hey, Canuckles Jr., how are you? Said Tails to Canuckles Jr. Good, said Canuckles Jr., but sad, of course. I did not see this coming at all. Canuckles Jr. hugged his legs to his body like an imaginary tree that could bring its roots up and use them as legs.
I am Groot.
Yeah, what is your deal? Are you really psychic because you are just a baby? Said Tails in a curious way. I'm not going to be able to talk tomorrow. I find I seem to be able to see the future sometimes, but I cannot always control it. As you said, I am just a baby. But when I get older, I can probably use my powers to win the lottery and become the CEO of Progressive Car Insurance.
Specifically,
is this a troll fic?
I'm like 90% sure of it.
This fanfic was sponsored.
Yep. Well, I mean, we no longer have, Aaron Esurance, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Or Flo.
Stone Cold Fox.
Yep. Canuckles Jr. was saying this to Tails. Okay, said Tails. Tails also thought inside his huggest brain that
his
now,
brain is the huggest brain.
That now
is the huggest one of all.
That now he did not want to kill himself anymore. He was still sad, but talking to babies made him realize that there is a lot more to come in life and good things. And if Sonic is dead, it is not the end of the world, but only the end of Sonic, which is sad. I too shed a tear when they said they were discontinuing the Archie Comics version of Sonic. Tails went downstairs into Sonic's garage by himself and found Sonic's electrical guitar and had it. Sonic used to play songs on this, said Tails to the ears of the world.
Sonic used to play songs on this.
He starts singing.
All he played was Wonderwall.
He starts singing Saves the Day and
Time of Your Life.
Taking
wake
Back
me
Sunday.
Up, wake me up inside.
Can't wake up.
Thinking about when Sonic played cool Rockin' Ed Roll songs. Tails put the guitar onto his body and held it and thought for a minute and then began to play a song. All right, David, you're up next. You're reading not one, not two, but three pages.
You said two pages.
You're reading three.
Now it's three.
Song's I'm reading that
two
long?
Pages. You're reading three pages because of aggregate text.
Aggregate text. More like aggregate get out of here text. All right, so first off, what's the song to?
It's like, not what, to anything. What? You're freestyling like William Shatner.
All right, it's basically Africa. A poem.
Toto. All right, Africa.
No.
He played a sad song that was not mad or happy sounding, but it was not a slow song.
Oh, sweet. So it is broken side.
It was a medium song. It did not go too fast, so you would dance.
What is this, Goldilocks of the Three Songs?
Yes.
Yes.
So you would fall asleep. Then Tails closed his eyes and just knew the words that he wanted to sing as he felt them, and he sang them out loud while playing this song that he just made up. And the words to that song he just made up went, being a teen is so hard. You have to learn how to drive a car. And if you hit anything, it is you to jail. They will bring you. You have to go to school.
You also have to go to school.
You also have to go to school. It is definitely not for fools.
And everything is even harder because...
Yeah, but that's Wonderwall. I'm doing Champagne Supernova.
Yeah, I don't care. All Oasis sounds the same.
All right, fine. Let's do a different emo band in. Hmm?
I don't know. Start doing in too deep.
Everything is even.
And everything is even harder because my best friend died. Oh, well, my best friend died. I just want to hide. High school drama is so hard to be a part of. It has crazy things. It is the worst.
All right, can you
it
just...
It makes me want to burst.
Someone get a talent scout. We got a singer.
All right, just read normally now. I've had enough of you and your shenanigans.
No. Shenanigam-gam.
I can't wait for this song to be released on my number one single.
My number one single of three other people's number one singles.
Featuring my number one single.
Where's that image I made of you?
You have to get a date, everyone will laugh, and in a lake they will push you off a raft. Girls will make up.
Girls wear.
I got it. Yeah. Girls wear makeup and guys get tattoos. And there's also a source to God.
Less cursing, more singing.
And there is. And that. Okay, hold on. I can do this. And there are so many possible drugs to do. There are also bullies around and sports with balls that are round.
There you go, David.
You can find that. Oh, shit. And everything is even harder because my best friend died. Oh, wow, my best friend died. I just want to hide. High school drama is so hard to be a part of. It has crazy things like friendship and love. It is the worst. It makes me want to burst. I'm doing a middle finger at God. But God's not real.
Sorry.
And the world is odd. I'm crying so much that my tears can make a cave. Where you cannot be scared. You just might be brave. You just must be brave. I'm tired of teens doing on diet. Doing on diets. I'm tired of teens going on diets and being mad and starting riots. And everything is harder because my best friend died. Oh, well, my best friend died. I just want to hide. High school drama is so hard to be a part of. It has crazy things like friendship and love. It is the worst. It makes me want to burst.
Wow.
My best friend died. Sean, can I get some backup vocals? Just give me like a smooth ooh. I just want to hide.
Ooh.
High school drama is so hard to be a part of.
Ooh. We have 20 minutes left. Ooh.
That one sounds like you're all ghosts.
Ooh.
My number one single is haunted. It has crazy things like friendship and love.
Ooh.
It is the worst.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
God, it makes me want to burst.
Oh.
Oh, 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 oh. Is that a dog at the end? Tails singing sounded like a beautiful butterfly dying in a haunted house, telling its life story to a little boy who fell asleep on a bench in the park without losing his money to a common thief. odd detail to have, but whatever. Tails finished singing his song, and he saw all of the tears that were now at the bottom of his feet on the ground in a pool so big that he could invite a cruise ship to do its first cruise in the pool. But then all of a sudden, Tails turned around, or turned and saw Knuckles Jr. at the door to the garage. He just takes a big puff of the marijuana. That was really sad to hear, said Knuckles Jr. But it is a healthy way to get rid of your emotions instead of killing yourself. Then Knuckles Jr. walked forward into the room and tripped in a way that the doors behind him closed and was now locked, and they were in a room, so they were locked in there. Oops, said Knuckles Jr. like an idiot baby.
Oh no,
screamed Tails out loud. If only we had a lockpick, said Knuckles Jr. Then all of a sudden, everything came to Tails as he realized just what happened over the past events.
What just happened?
I don't fucking know.
Magic.
Sorry. That is it! Using this information and my big intelligence, I know what is happening!
Shouted Tails. Tails got so excited that he spun his flying tail so hard that he went right through the locked door, so it was open now, and went out of Sonic's house and went directly to Cream's house without even celebrating at an ice cream place first. Chapter 25. Sonic's High School. Chapter 25.
Now I am here in Cream's room, and you're you, Shadow!
Said Tails to Shadow, who were both standing there.
Don't be alarmed!
What? I do not know what to say, said Shadow to Tails with a big worried face, like a coconut, with those three holes like a bowling ball.
This guy has invented a new way to mess up at literature by making run-on similes.
Alright, anyway, who's next?
Yes, yeah, Steve, who's next?
Next up is Val being refereed by Sean.
Okay. Okay. No, it is okay. You are doing exactly what I knew you would be doing. And I understand why, said Tails in a cool and not angry way to Shadow, responding, you are here to get what Cream has, and that is the last Ultra Chaos Emerald, which is what is in your hand. Tails, being smart, was right. Shadow was holding the last Ultra Chaos Emerald, and it was in Cream's room in a ring. Oh, shouted Shadow. Usually I am the one with the brain behind doing a crime, but please explain to me how you know all this. Well, said Tails loudly, like a rock star. Oh, well! I can't do it.
Well, you tried. That's the important part.
I don't have my voice fully back. Well! That's the best I can do. It all started where...
It's a big show!
It all started when Amy and Baruge got locked away in the 10th Nyan zone. Tails then sat on the windowsill and explained the whole thing, that was how Amy's breast ended up in Cream's vagina, and why Cream had the last Ultra Chaos Emerald, and why Sonic did not come back to life when Shadow tried to use them. Amy and Ruge were in the Tetanyon, and Cream wanted to help them before they turned into starving women whose reproduction system died because they did not have enough nutrition to create a child ever again.
What?
Because biology is my strong suit.
Yeah.
Because stomachs and uteruses are the same thing.
Yeah. So wait, Cream decided...
No.
No.
Damn you, Jewish upbringing! You lied to me!
So Cream decided to be a good friend, like I have always been to Sonic, and she went and broke into your, in parentheses, Shadow's, in parentheses, room to steal a lockpick. She knew you would have a lockpick because you're always saying about how... Oh, sorry. How you do crimes in the city environs. Environs?
Yeah, environs. Same thing.
So Cream went and broke into your room and stole a lockpick, but when she was there, she also saw the Ultra Chaos Emerald and took the white one because it looked like riches. That was my thought exactly at the next line. Wow, she is a stealing bitch, screamed Shadow to Tails' listening body. What is wrong with this succubus? Shadow stomped his feet and bothered to put his penis back now that it was small from listening to Tails' talk and not have pretend crime risky sex with Cream.
What?
Pretend crime rescue sex is not the best sex.
No.
No. Just wait and listen, wonderful nips, said Tails to Shadow. Still a little mad at Shadow for being the asshole at Sonic's funeral, but mostly forgiving him now for doing this. Then what happened was Cream, as Hall's monitor, was able to go in to the detention. Yes, detention.
French.
Room. Because she had the power as an inside agent. She had put the lockpick way up in her vagina as a hiding spot. Because who is going to look there even if a burglar comes to take her carried goods? She went over to Amy in a sneaking way and moving her mouth without saying the words by not making sound but still making it look like she was talking and not saying them in her head either because she was still doing it with her mouth so you could see, told Amy to reach up into her vagina.
That's what friends do.
That totally makes sense.
Reach up into my vagina and unlock the key to my pleasure. Please do that for me. I need it now. And she's like, all right, fine, jeez.
Oh, I like the next line. Cream's vagina was so small and junior at the time because she was not in love. So when Amy stuck her hand up into Cream's vagina, her bracelet got stuck in there and it stayed up there and she could not even get the lockpick anyway because Cream's vagina was basically like a pencil case full of peanut butter.
Huh?
Okay.
All of those dogs are intrigued.
Who puts peanut butter in a pencil case?
I'll just see myself out.
Yeah, that sounds like a Steve-O thing.
Yeah.
It was too hard and small to get up, but he was good at holding things, like Spider-Man?
Oh, God.
So Amy's bracelet wasn't there, and Cream had to leave before she became the biggest super suspect ever. And Amy did not notice her bracelet was gone because she was so hungry and needing soda. And she put a new one on when she got home anyway, so it was like she did not notice. And then when Sonic died, Cream was wearing the last Ultra Chaos Emerald. No EME. So it did not work because the jewels have to be touching for a man to get off a wish.
Get off a wish?
Yeah. Yes.
So the hips have to touch?
Yes. I am done.
Next
up. You're a Val.
Yes,
next up is Waffle being refereed by me.
I am Waffle.
Sorry, I'm a little distracted by something, but go ahead.
Wow. Oh, wait, hold on.
I agree.
Wow.
No, you can just say that it's still hard to hear.
I know. Wow, it makes so much sense. It is so obvious.
Obvious. Yep.
Okay. Said Shadow to Tails with a big eye face. I can't believe I did not think of that first. Maybe I am so dark that it is hard to see sometimes. Ha! Ha!
Ha ha ha.
Shadow.
Sorry.
Shadow laughed and ninja birds flew outside like planes running up high with invisible legs. What is it with this author and ninjas?
No, it's not the author. It's what we did to it.
Yeah, we changed that word. It was a bad word, so we changed it.
Oh. Thank you.
Well, the word wasn't bad. It was the context it was used.
Still.
Bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now I believe I understand. Yeah, but now we have to use them. We have to bring Sonic back to life. Tails creamed at Shadow.
Wow.
Okay. But first we should get Amy because she is Sonic's girlfriend and she should be there if we are going to bring him back from hell. Shouted Shadow in
an
ideal way.
Isn't that the plot of that, like, fake Magic School Bus live reboot?
It was like Miss Frizzle went to hell and they had to go down there.
Yeah, Miss Frizzle went to hell.
Tails and Shadow held hands and ran out the window, and then Tails flew them with his flying tails to Sonic's house, where everyone was. Tails and Shadow got there and slammed the door open like a football team, making a slammer's noise.
Clank.
Bam! Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Then they went and found Sonic's mom, who said Amy was in the other room, and Tails and Shadow went to the other room and open that door too. Amy was inside watching Rouge refill Knuckles.
Inside the room.
Amy was inside the room watching Rouge refill Knuckles and Knuckles Jr. using her whopping boobs.
Whooping. Whopping, whooping, it doesn't matter.
Wait, how is she refilling people with boobs?
They're unlimited.
That was one of the diseases that you didn't hear about during the expansion days. Whooping boobs.
It's like it's like whooping cough. Got it.
Yeah. Except the boobs are doing it.
Yeah. Oh, God. Rouge was wearing an itty bitty tiny baby bra that was so small she got like she... Oh, my God. Okay.
You break so easily.
Yeah, apparently so. Rouge was wearing an itty-bitty tiny baby bra that was so small, like she got it from Gymboree, and her boobs were so super big, like a couple of planets, that were pretty much breaking the bra parts because they were so big.
It's like Earth-ton.
It is a rumor about the town that you can see Rouge's boobs from space.
Quick thing about the itty bitty tiny baby bra. Did anyone else think of the itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini?
That's why I broke.
Yeah. Yep. Wore for
that
the
was,
first time
that was
today.
Exactly why I broke. Rouge, your boobies are out again. What are you doing?
Put them back. Put them back in the cage.
Wait, no, actually, I got to read it right because it wasn't a question.
Let him breathe.
Said Tails to Rouge, and then Rouge and Amy looked at him. Tails, I am feeding Knuckles and Knuckles Jr. from my boobs. It is natural and healthy to do this, said Rouge.
From now on, his canon name is not Knuckles, it's Cankles.
Okay, done. Rouge's boobs were so big that it was like Tails and Shadow could not almost fit into the room with her.
That's a little dangerous.
Yeah, are they ready to burst? They were all watching the video of Cankles and Cankles Jr., the baby.
Best tag team heels in the business.
Okay, Cankles Jr. the baby kissing that Sonic had made of them to inspire his kissing powers, because watching it made Rouge make more boob food.
That's the episode title right there.
Oh god.
So boob food, is that like lactation, or can it count if I like put a set of six salmon avocado roll on your boob shelf?
I don't know. I would think it would be more like if I put a cheddar on a tip.
No.
Hey guys, what should we get for dinner tonight? Some good old boob food.
Yeah. Wait.
Down for that. And
my cholesterol.
And I am watching, so I know how to do it one day, said Amy, who still looked a little sad because Sonic died but smiling. Cool, said Tails. Can I try? Tails and Shadow went over to Rouge's booth.
Nah, kid. Maybe when you're older.
Jeez,
but by the time they got over there, this happened. Oh, no. They are empty. Sorry.
So, okay, I know my wife's boobs fairly well. I don't think there's
they're
a
square.
I don't think there's a fuel indicator anywhere on them.
I was told they were unlimited boobs. I was lied to.
Well, no. Yeah. There are unlimited Doctor boobs. There's just not unlimited boob food. You have to buy the DLC for that.
Oh, man, okay.
Just like horse armor.
Yeah. I know I'm going to buy it, too, because I can't resist the allure of the beer.
The allure. I think you need to go back to school and take a class exclusively on how vowels work.
Said Rouge to Tails and Shadow. It is supposed to be for babbies, most of the time anyways, or if you are in love.
Oh my god, I just realized in the Rocket Birds picture, you replaced my face with your face.
But I... You really didn't notice until now! This picture is 5 years old!
Yeah, well, so is my tolerance for your shenanigans.
There's a reason why the picture is better at Steve than Steve!
Aw, man, yelled Shadow to the clouds. What?
Old man yells at clouds.
Next time, said Tails, winking at Rouge and her illegally sized boobs. And
why are they illegal? They're not illegal.
I don't know, but why is there a pyramid scheme in here? Anyway, we are going to bring Sonic back to life. Come on. What? No, not again, Skylers. Okay, I didn't realize that there was a bong rip somewhere in there. What? No, not again, you beguilers. Amy screamed and almost punched one of them in the face for doing another disrespection to Sonic's dead version. Listen, woman of the night.
No, David, I will not listen. Stop telling me.
I didn't tell you to listen. That was the story.
I don't believe you.
Listen, woman of the night, said David in a disrespecting way.
No, I would never disrespect boobs, ever.
Is your wife the woman of the night?
I mean, if she wanted to be, if we're in that particular role playing, then that
we are for real this time. Something was messed up and it was all Cream's fault.
Yes.
Or maybe even yours if you go back far enough in the way everything happened in the world. Let's go. Wow, that's a bit...
They asked if you were my lady of the night, and I said if we're particularly role-playing that night, sure.
So wait, is she Batman and are you Commissioner Gordon? And you trying to get to the bottom of the case?
Yes.
I don't think of a lady of the night as a prostitute.
No, I was saying she was Batman.
Batman is, yeah, yes, Batman is not a prostitute.
You Batman are... is a total prostitute. He's like, you want some of this, big boy?
Commissioner Gordon's like, okay.
Give me $25.
Man, Batman's lemonade stand did not last.
Oh, God.
What a batarang, that's 50.
It was filled with the golden showers of Dick Grayson.
No, wrong thing. Wrong fucking thing.
We are for real this time. Oh, wait, no, I already read that one. I got a drink.
You're at Let's Go?
No, I already said Let's Go.
No, he said I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, said Rouge. You were an idiot last time.
Idiot ass. You were a idiot ass.
You were an idiot
a
ass.
Idiot last ass.
A.
Fuck.
A.
A.
You were a idiot ass last time at the Funerella. No,
Ella, A, A.
A, A.
No, listen to them, said Kankles Jr. to Rouge, who was cool, not a nerd. Go. God, that baby is a genius, said Shadow, knowing that he was right and that they should go with them. Tails was the smartest.
He immediately got on the horn to his producers and started making the pre-production plans for Super Babies. Baby geniuses,
I'm sorry,
too.
Tails is a genius.
Oh, no. I hate that movie!
Next up is Sean being refereed by David.
Oh, God.
All right, David, what page are we on?
David, are you there?
He went to go put his face in Judy's boobs.
I sure did. I ain't even worried about it.
What page are we on, David?
I said Ugg.
That's not a page.
Drink for Ugg.
That's not a thing. What page are we on?
26.
Wow!
David, what page are we on?
Give me a hint.
No. One of those two numbers is correct.
Okay, so 64.
No.
No.
No. 67.
No.
No.
It's not even 67 pages.
Speaking of, are we finishing this tonight?
No.
No.
Okay.
That was great in unison, no.
David, what page are we on?
I don't know.
Well, keep guessing.
Okay. 70.
No. I said one of the two.
Pages.
Oh, so 61.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, David, do me a favor and go to that page.
Okay.
Are you actually going to that page?
No.
You are refereeing Sean. Go to that page.
All right, fine. I'll go.
No, he's just going to not go. He's going to ref anyways.
I'm going to. You know what? I don't do prejudgments. If he says he's going to go, he'll go. I'm going to say, David, you going to go to 61? He's going to say, yeah. Yeah, I'm at 61. All right, Dave, now tell me what the first two letters of that page are.
K-O.
Good enough. Go ahead, Sean.
Said Amy. And they all put their things into bags and left. Knuckles, who is now a baby, made sure to put his camera with him close.
Apparently, Google thinks Kankles is the key phrase to kickstart the Google Assistant.
Kankles?
Okay, Google.
Would you like to learn more?
Show me some pictures of hot Kankles.
Oh, no.
Why? I'm not being rude.
Wait, why do you want pictures of hot camels?
Because I want that hump.
Camels.
Give me that hump.
Then they told everyone else in the house who was there from the funeral, which was all the important people that you know. And they ran faster than a boulder to high school where Sonic's funeral was and where he was put in the ground now, but not covered up yet, because they did not get the start. Because the funeral was only a few hours ago.
Be accused.
And they did not have to do it right away because it was the safest neighborhood.
Yep. I mean, close enough.
Yeah.
She is silent.
Neighborhood.
Yes, that's it. That's what he said. Works. What he said, yes.
Not like the city where Sonic's body would get stolen and sold for drugs and motorcycles.
I haven't been down to the Inner Harbor in a while, but I'm sure it hasn't gotten that bad.
No. You can just get drugs or motorcycles.
No, it says drugs and motorcycles.
So you yeah.
No, 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 because the Inner Harbor, the exchange...
They have to do both, though. It has to be...
Oh, that's right. I forget. A crab cake, which is like a Molly wrapped in like really cheesy breading, is a lot higher quality than a motorcycle.
Where right, the fuck bad. Are you getting your crab cakes?
He's in Florida. What do you think?
We're getting our crab cakes from the only place that serves good crab cakes, Red Lobster. Maybe you've heard of it. Very oh God, exclusive you place.
Poor fucking
Very
soul.
Very exclusive. Yeah, I'm going to go out and get one of the best burgers. You may have heard of it. Red Robin.
McDonald's.
Oh, no. All right, let's go even lower. Let's go, like, how low can we go?
Arby's.
Checkers.
Crystal.
Crystal is worse than checkers, to be fair.
Better than Checkers.
All right.
Churches.
Be sure to check out our new podcast.
Burger Ranks.
Burger Ranks. Does burgerranks.com exist? All right, continue reading, Sean.
No. Like, the show has its own little section. It's called, and now it's time for Burger Ranks with Steve O'Bort. Steve, what are your top five burgers of this week?
David, I just like Red your Robin, buns.
Red Robin, Crystal.
All right. All right. Sean, read.
Five.
Sean! Help!
Everyone ran just so fast to the funeral spot at the high school, and when they got there, there was Sonic's coffin in the hole.
Here we are at the funeral spot now.
Born to be kings, we're the princes of the universe.
Said Tails to everyone, of course.
We gotta get it out, but how?
I'm not screaming that, Amy. And started to cry like a girl tea kettle.
What?
Like tea kettles.
Oh, my ears. Ow.
Definitely my tea kettle doesn't whistle.
Top five girly tea kettles with Steve O'Bortz.
I quit.
The next one with flowers on it.
No, Steve, I'll come back.
Don't quit. We need you.
You're the only one.
We need a baby.
No one else will edit this show.
Steve, we need an adult.
I like two things. Number one, I like how you pointed out, one, no one will edit this. It's not a matter of my creative contributions. Nobody else will touch this editing with a 10-foot pole. And the second is, why did you wait? Why did you hesitate to say that?
I was trying to think of a good reason.
Please continue reading.
God damn it, Amy!
Said Tails in a mad, serious voice.
Stop acting like a children!
Okay, plural. Tails thought Amy was being the Kraken of drama just because Sonic was dead.
What we need to do is figure out using our brains how to get Sonic out of this hole.
Tails rubbed his chin with his smart hands and tried to get his genius brain running like the engine of 10 red cars.
Why red?
Because red makes it go faster.
Excuse me, let me get through, please.
How do you turn this on? Oh, wait, that's a blue car.
Said a big David Stream Dad's voice from the back of the group of people standing around Sonic's hole. Oh.
Oh, the lunch lady!
Shouted Tails in a happy way.
Hello, children!
Said the lunch lady, who was also at Sonic's funeral and Sonic's house after the funeral. The lunch lady was very big and tall and went in Sonic's hole. Oh, again. And tossed the coffin right
it's
out.
It's a big hole.
It's like Goatsy. Oh, God. Out onto the ground next to it.
There you go,
said the lunch lady with a face full of smiles. She was deaf, too.
Cool, said Tails. Thanks. Shadow, where are you?
Shadow came in from the backer area where it is dark under a tree. Because Shadow was the darkest person everyone knew.
Here I am, Tails. And here are my jewels.
Said Shadow as he grabbed his stack.
Oh, my God.
I'm picturing Shadow grabbing his balls, but they're actually, like, jewels embedded in them. Like, bejazzled.
Yes,
bejazzled is sack.
Has Jazzle been bedazzled? Yes.
I will bedazzle my beard if we can finish this.
Bedazzicles.
Ready?
Here goes nothing.
Yelled Tails like a happy little boy. Don't you hate when people say that?
Don't you just hate?
Fuck. Don't you just hate when people say that? Shadow grabbed his jewels and made sure all seven of them were there. And they were there.
That's a lot of testicles.
Yeah.
He was born near Chernobyl.
They're not testicles, they're Blue Mountain oysters.
Please continue.
He was so nervous because if this did not work, they would have surely put him under a citizen's arrest for being a public gas. That works. If he did not do this right, he would die. And Tails would too now because he was doing it with him and they would throw rocks at them.
They're going to arrest him or kill him.
They're going to stone him.
They're going to stone him to death. Well, stone him to erection.
Using these Ultra Chaos Emeralds, said Shadow, I wish up out the gods to grant my wish that you can bring back Sonic back up to normal, healthy life here. The bag glowed a whole lot and made screaming noises, and a big stick of light came down from the sky and hit the bag, and all of the Ultra Chaos Emeralds started to go crazy.
No, it was David's stick that he waves.
Oh, you mean David who can't talk right now?
What about me not talking?
David, what page are we on?
We're on page 62.
No.
No, he's technically correct.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're not yet at 62.
We're not at the 62 page divider. But the thing is, I'll give it to him. I'll give him whatever victories I possibly.
No, you do not.
You're cheating, Steve-O.
Oh.
Who are you? What'd you do with the real Steve-O?
Corporate Steve-O.
They were making sounds like frogs and trains and horses and hitting into each other and shooting out lights and being basically the circus. Shadow and Tails were squinty with their eyes like the deep blue doctor who touched Sonic's balls.
Wow!
Screamed Amy.
And we'll finish this next week because I can't speak anymore. Thanks for listening. I guess.
We did it, Steve. We did
Yay.
It.
We didn't do nothing.
You didn't do it.
We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since Sonic's cock started turning. Well, first up, let me say thank you to Scout and Waffle for coming on. Really appreciate it. And, David, no, we were supposed to talk about something.
Right.
Do you remember what it was?
No.
George Lopez!
Oh, shit. George Lopez, let me tell you about that fucker in my Game Grumps time. So, a long time ago, we went to the Game Grumps Live, and at that point, it was like, oh, yeah, we'll go see this show. It'll be great. And then there's a fucking George Lopez advertising. The little fucking nerds were like, oh, let's yell every time George Lopez shows up. And it was funny.